acting in Shakespeare's time. Before the Reformation, the Catholic Church controlled most forms of entertainment. It mostly consisted of dramatized stories from the Bible or moral dramas. Some monks worked as full-time actors and put on plays for the public. This was a way of getting across a biblical message to people who could not read or write. When the monasteries closed after the Reformation, non-religious entertainers took over. In the Middle Ages, the civil service had also been run by priests. They were the only ones who could read and write. Then the monasteries closed. After a while, grammar schools and universities educated too many people for the new non-religious civil service. Some of these intellectuals joined groups of travelling actors instead. These theatre groups travelled around Britain. They put on plays wherever they could, indoors and outdoors. They often played in the courtyard of inns, where they could use the galleries as part of the stage. Theatre in Shakespeare's day was often the equivalent of modern-day television. The audience was full of ordinary people who enjoyed a good story, fencing, music, dancing, or some traditional country sports. The best theatre companies were based in London. About every 3 years, there was an epidemic or plague in the city. Acting was not allowed at these times. One year, a theatre company called the Lord Chamberlain's Men arrived in Stratford-upon-Avon. They needed one more actor and recruited Shakespeare to play the part. Theatre companies often lost a page of script while they were travelling. They also made frequent changes to the script to make it more topical. A typical run was only about 6 days. Shakespeare's job was to mend manuscripts, act, and write new plays. They soon found out that he had a natural talent for it. When the company left Stratford, Shakespeare went with them. After the plague had ended, Shakespeare and the Lord Chamberlain's men returned to London. And the rest is history.